Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Brochas Daf Samach. Don't forget to click on the daf option in order to view a marked daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the Shiur. And even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's Shiur begins at the first of the widest lines, the beginning of the line, Mevorech al Horo'o. Me'ein al hatova. The Mishnah has said that one shall make a bracha over that which is ra'ah, me'ein al hatova, and Rashi mentioned on the Mishnah that the bracha is Boruch Dayan HaEmes. So the Gemara asks, Heichi Domi, what is a case of ra'ah that is also of a ra'ah, meaning of a negative or bad nature, that also has the essence of good to it? So the Gemara answers, Kegon deshokal bidko ba'are. For example, if his land was deluged, Af al gav detovahi l'diday, even though it will be good for him, demasko ara sirton ushvacha, because through the flooding, a lot of fertilizing material and positive substances are brought onto his soil, which will, as we said, fertilize it. Hashto miha rohi. However, right now it ruins the current crops, so that right now it is raw. So he'll make the dynamis, even though it has within it, within the event that took place, there is good that can come from it. Nevertheless, you recognize that which happened now, and that's the bracha of Boruch Dayan HaEmes. V'al ha-toivo me'ein al hora'ah. This would be the opposite situation, and this the bracha that Rashi on the Mishnah suggests for this is ha-tova meitiv heichidomi. What are the circumstances of this answer? Kegoin de'ashgach mitzia. For example, someone found a lost item. Af al-gav de'rohi l'didei. Even though there is a potential downside, negative side to this, the ishama bo malka shokil lo mine, that if the government hears of his finding a lost item, the government will take it from him. Hashto miho toivohi. Right now, it, however, is good. He has found a lost item, and he might end up being able to keep it. Hoiso ishto muberes v'yomar, a man's wife is pregnant, and he says, he rotson sheteled, and he then prays that his wife should give birth to a male. So the Mishnah says, hare zu tfilas shav. This is a worthless prayer. The Gemara now asks a question, and we've highlighted this with a triangle, and you'll notice a few lines later an inverted triangle. To appreciate the markings, we glance at the side of the Gemara under our Nosei Mivneh heading, the Nosei being the topic and Mivneh, the structural note. Triangles in two directions. These are She'elois Mishnei Kivunim, questions from two different standpoints or vantage points. Im Moyul Tfilo Kedei She'eled Ishto Zohar. Is there any benefit in such a prayer that his wife should bear a male child? So the Gemara asks, V'lo mahani rachmi? Is it so that rachmi is prayer, that prayer will not be of any help or of any benefit? Mosiv Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef raises a question on this claim, on what the Mishnah implies from a Tanaic source that features the birth of Dina, a girl, female child of Yankiv Ovinu. And the Pasuk says, Ve'achar yoldo bas, v'tikro es shmo Dina. Leah then had a daughter, and the word that we're emphasizing is v'achar, and then afterwards, Leah bore a child, a girl, and called her Dina. My v'achar. What is the Pasuk emphasizing v'achar, meaning and afterwards. After what? Omar Rav li'achar she'dono leo din ba'atzmo. V'omra. This is after Leo raised came to a conclusion. Dona Leo Dinbam Atzma, she applied a logical process of thinking and came to a conclusion, the Omra, and she then declared, Yud Bei Shvatim, or Shneimus Rei Shvatim, Asidim Lotzeis Miyakev. 12 tribes are going to come forth from Yaakov. Shisha Yotsu Mimeni, 6 of the 12, that's half the number, came from me. At this point in time, 6 sons had already been born to Leah, the Arba'a Minashvachos, and 4 more boys were born to the 2 bondmaids, Bilhah and Zilpah by name, Hare Asora, so my 6 and their 4 or 10. Im ze zohar, if this fetus with which I'm pregnant right now will turn out to be a male, lo tehe achoisi rochel ke'achas hashvachas, then my actual sister won't be even like one of the bondmaids, which would be insulting. In other words, she knows there's a total of 12 shvatim to be born. 10 have already been born, leaving 2 more to be born. And if what I'm pregnant with now is a male, that will account for the 11th son. The 12th, only one more will be left to be born to Rochel at best. So, miyad nevcho labas. After this, so it turned, the fetus, which was going to be a male, turned into a female. Shinema vatikro es shemo dina. And she then called the child Dina. So we see from here that in the midst of a pregnancy, the gender can be changed through prayer. The Gemara answers, 2 answers. Number 1, Ein mazkir maisa nisim. In challenging the point the Mishnah made, you don't mention a nes, a miracle. And this was a miraculous event. Miracles are not that which sets the standard. Viboy sema, another approach. Maisa de Leah besochar boim yom havet. This story involving Leah took place within 40 days of conception of the child's, the fetus's conception. Kidisanyo, as the following source will indicate, this source breaks down pregnancy into different time periods, and we've underlined the time periods. Shloisha yomim horishonim, yevakish odom rachamim shelo yasuyach. First 3 days since intimacy, a person should pray that the seed that he deposited in his wife should not rot. In other words, it should create conception. From 3 days till 40 days of pregnancy, one should pray for it to becoming a male child. You notice we've dashed underline Yevakish Rachmim Shezochar, because this is the point that we want to emphasize right now, so that within 40 days there is still room for prayer. Maraboyim v'ad shloisha chadoshim, from 40 days till 3 months, Yevakish Rachmim Shloye Sandal. He should pray that the child should not be flattened by another child that may by another pregnancy that may be developing. A twin pregnancy where one child ends up flattening the other, the flat child is called a sandal. Mishloishu chadosh v'yad shisha, from 3 months till 6 months, yivakish rachmim shlo ye nefel. One should pray that it doesn't become a miscarriage. Mishisha v'yad tisha, from 6 months till 9 months, yivakish rachmim sheitzu b'sholem, that he should pray that the birth be a healthy birth without any damage. So, as far as the possibility of tefillah operating, there is room, but within 40 days. As far as the Mishnah is concerned, if a woman is pregnant and the father prays after 40 days, that would be, for its gender to be a male, that would be a tefillah shav, an empty, worthless prayer. We should mention parenthetically, for further research if you're interested, to look at the Yerushalmi version of this particular section, this particular issue, in the Yerushalmi Brochas Perek Dalet at the end of Halacha Gimel. You will see there a different opinion to this matter. The Gemara now asks, Umi Mahani Rachami, is there room for prayer whatsoever? This question, as you'll see, is in the opposite direction. In other words, the first question with our triangle facing up was working with the assumption that prayer should help. And here we're asking from the other standpoint, would prayer even help? The Omer Rabbi Yitzchok Breider of Ami, Ish Mazriya Tchila, Yoledes Nekeva. In intimacy, if the man deposits his seed first before the woman experiences her seed release, if you will, then if the man seeds first, so the offspring will be a female. Isha mazras tchila yoledes zohar. If the woman, for lack of better expression, we'll just say seeds first, has her experience first, then it will be a male. Shenamar isha ki sazria, the older zohar. It says in the pasuk that if the woman is mazras, so it will be a male. So we see that the gender is determined by which member of the couple experiences zria, we call it the seeding, first. That is sex determination. The Gemara answers, well, there is room for tefillah ocha b'mayaskina, that tefillah within 40 days will make a difference. Kigon shizriu shnei b'vasachas, where both the husband and wife experienced the zriya experience simultaneously. So then it remains undecided until it leaves room for tefillah to decide the gender. Hayabal baderech, person was on the way, and now the Gemara elaborates on that issue that the Mishnah mentioned. Torah Rabbanan, Maisibil Azokain, Shohaya Boba Derech, an incident involving Hillel, that he was on the road, Vishama Kot Svocha Beir, and he heard screams coming from the city. Omar and Hillel's reaction was, Muftoch Ani She'ein Zeh Besoch Beisi, that these screams are not from my house. The Olov HaKotzev Omer, and regarding Hillel, the Pasuk says, Mishmur Ra Lo Yira, Nachon Libo Batuach Bashem. That from evil tidings I will not fear, someone whose heart is trusting in the Almighty. Omar Rava, Kol Hecha De Darshis Lahai Kra, however you darshan this posuk, Mereshe L'Seifei Midrash, if you start in the order of the posuk as it is, it has meaning, Meseifei L'Reshe Midrash, and from back, in other words, backwards, from starting from the end and reading it in the other direction, it also can have meaning. And the Gemara spells this out. Mereshe L'Seifei Midrash, starting from the beginning, the pasuk will have meaning. Mishmur Ra Lo Yira, from evil tidings he will not fear. Matam, why not? Nochol Libo Batuach Hashem, because he is a person that has faith and trust in Hashem. Misefe L'Reishe Midrash, from the end to the beginning it also has meaning. Nochon Libo Batuach Bashem, someone who has trust and confidence in Hashem. Mishmur Ra Lo Yira, he will not fear evil or bad tidings. The Gemara continues with two Maisim. We have this under our Mivneh heading, the structural note on the side of the Gemara. You can see a diamond with a colored-in tip. These are Shnei Maisim Akshurim Le'inyan Pachad. They're two incidents that have a connection to the issue of fear. Hahu Talmida Dava Koshoka Basreid Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi B'Shuka D'Tzion. There was a student of Rabbi Shmuel following him in the market of Tzion. Chazia D'Ko Mafrid. Rabbi Shmuel saw that the student was trembling. Amalei Chato'at. Rabbi Shmuel says, you're a sinner. D'Chtiv Pochadu B'Tzion Chato'im. The pasuk indicates that fear, trembling, is characteristic of someone who is a sinner. Amar Lei Valksiv, the student says, does it not say Ashri Odom Mefachei Tomid, that fortunate is the one who is always fearful? So that my fear isn't necessarily a reflection of sins. I'm trembling because the pasuk indicates that one should tremble all the time. Amar Lei Rav Shmuel says, no, the pasuk doesn't say to be fear struck all the time. Ha'u b'divrei Torah k'siv. That pasuk that says Ashri Odom Mefachei Tomid is a reference to someone who should be worried all the time that he may forget his Torah learning. And you'll ask, so what's the value of being worried about that? So Rashi says, Shemitoch kachu machzi l'shanot sam tomid, that will encourage him to constantly review. But as far as a general state of fear and trembling, that's not something that is praiseworthy at all. So the Gemara continues. Yehuda bar Noson, have a shokiv ozer basrei de Rav Hamnuna. Yehuda was following Rav Hamnuna on the road. Asnach, and he let out a grunt, a sigh. Amalei, so Rav Hamnuna said, Yisurin boy hahu gavra lasu anafshei. You obviously want to bring upon yourself suffering. Dichtiv ki pachad pochadati v'esa yeni. Because of fear and trembling, so that which you fear will come upon me. So you see that being in a state of anguish actually invites trouble. So student says, or the Yehuda Bar Noson was following Rav Hamnuna, says back, but does it not say that a person should, fortunate is a person that's always trembling, always worried? So the answer is Ahu b'divrei Torah k'siv. That is true with regard to Torah learning, as we explained before. As we go on in the Gemara, we have a topic heading, the nosei that you see on the side. Hanichnas le krach lebeis hamerchotz lo kizdam lebeis hakisei lishon al mitaso. Five cases will be featured, and we'll have a numbering system to illustrate this. You'll see Roman numerals to the right-hand side of the Gemara text, three of them here and two more on the next Omid, introducing each one of these cases. So one enters, and we'll see one enters, as we said, first thing we'll talk about a city, then a bathhouse, and we continue thusly. The Gemara, Anichnas Lekrach, one entering a city. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a Tanaic source, and in this source there will be a total of four tefillos. And these four tefillos are reflecting the opinion of Ben Azai, who mentions in the context of entering and exiting a city, four tefillos. This is something that we learned in the Mishnah, where Ben Azai Omer Arba, Shtayim B'Knisasum, Shtayim B'Tziyasa. So this reflects his opinion. The Gemara continues. Upon entering a city, what does one say? And this is in anticipation of entering a city. One says, it should be the will of the Almighty that he should bring me into the city in peace. Nichnas Omer, upon entering, actual entering, he says, Modeani lefonecha Hashem Elokai, Sheikh Nastani, lekrach ze l'shalom. I offer my thanks to the Almighty for having enabled me to enter the city in peace. Bikesh loseis Omer, upon desiring, anticipating exit from the city, he should say, Yirotso milfonecha Hashem Elokai, velokav asai, shetosieni mikrach ze l'shalom, should be the will of the Almighty that I should be able to exit the city, that he should take me out of the city in peace. Yotza Omer, upon actual exiting, and now he's about to be on the, starting his trip on the road. He says, Moda ani lefonecha Hashem Elokai, I offer my thanks to the Almighty, shehotzisani mikrach ze l'shalom, that he enabled me to exit the city, that he took me out of the city in peace. Ukshem shehotzisani l'shalom, and as he took me out in peace, Kach tolichinu l'shalom, v'sismachinu l'shalom, v'sasideinu l'shalom, v'sasilein mikav kol oyu v'oyu v'maderach. The text here is very similar to the text that we learned on Daf Lamed concerning Tefillah Saderech, which says that just as he took me out of the city, he should enable me to walk in peace, support me in peace, enable my steps to be taken in peace, and save me from all enemies and threats on the way. Omar Rav Matona, Lo Shanu Elo Bekrach Shein Donin V'Horgin Bo. You'll notice that we have a little aleph over this. There are two versions of what Rav Matona is about to say. So he says that the need for praying upon entrance to a city is only when, with regard to a city that there isn't any formal judicial system that supervises and cares for matters of, let's say, criminal matters. A city that judges and will execute if need be, less long ball, then there is no need to worry, and what it really means, there's no need to offer any special prayers. The Rashi says, less long ball, yizor ba'atzmo shelo yifsha, o imposha kvar al yikones b'mokim sakona. If it's a place that has a judicial system and will execute, so he'll be able to take care of himself, that he doesn't do something wrong, and if he did something wrong, so he shouldn't enter in the first place. Iko diamri, Omar Rav Matana, another version is afilu bekrach shidon v'horgimo, even in a city where there is a judicial and police system, there still is room for prayer. Zimnin delo misrami le'inish diolif le'zchusa. In the event that he finds himself entangled in some type of legal issue, he might not find someone that will serve to defend him, that will speak up on his behalf. And therefore, there is always need for divine protection. Tanu Rabbanan, Hanichnas lebeis hamerchatz. Omer, one who enters a bathhouse. And a bathhouse is a facility that's built over a cauldron with boiling water, a large cauldron full of boiling water heated up by fire. And above the cauldron are planks that form a floor. And on top of that is we'll call it the sauna. So the source says, and one who enters a beis hamerchatz, he should say, "Yehi ratzon lefanecha, Hashem Elokai, shetasileni mizeh u'michayotze bo." That should be the will of the Almighty that He should save me from this and anything like this. Val yera bi devar kalkola v'ovon, and I should not be there should not befall me any mishap or sin. V'im yera bi devar kalkola v'ovon. And if some mishap does befall me, tei misasi kaporo lechol avonosai, and then let my death be an atonement for all of my sins. We have a bracketed section, and you can see the bracket length indicator appears to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text, a vertical dashed dotted line, after which you see, after the brackets in the Gemara, you see ki nofik mai omar. Upon exiting, what should one say? So we will see tefilos that are said, and we have a house marking around this around Rav Acha. These are tefilos that one says after particular events. That having been said, the bracketed section is a point that Abaye makes, and you'll notice we have a little bow tie shape around Abaye's name here and a few lines later, where he says the same thing, that there are certain types of statements a person should refrain from saying. And regarding the case featured in this Tanaic source with the bathhouse, something that was said here raises Abaye's objection. Omar Abaye, in the brackets, Lo leimo inish hachi, a person should not say thusly, meaning what we've dashed, underlined in the source, the Im Yerabi Dvar Kalkola. He shouldn't say that. Dolo liftach pume l'sotan. A person should not tempt, literally open his mouth to the Satan, or tempt the Satan. The Yom Reish Lakish has said, v'chein tonem yishmeid Rabbi Yossi, and it's also taught in the name of Rabbi Yossi, lo'olum al yiftach odom piv l'sotan. A person should not open his mouth or tempt were bait the Satan. Omar of Yosef, my craw, what posik indicates this? Dichtiv, the posik says, where the Novi is reported saying, Kimat kistoim hoyinu lamuro deminu, we are like in our behavior, like the evil ones of Stom and Amora. My ahader lay Novi, and what did the Novi respond to this? Shimu dvar Hashem ketzine Stom. In other words, where the people call themselves like Stom, the Novi then actually calls them, hearken unto the word of the Almighty, you leaders of Stom. In other words, you call yourself like Stom, so the Navi actually refers to you like that. So a person should avoid saying about themselves words that anticipate evil and bad. Kinofik my Omar, upon leaving the Beis HaMerchatz, what should one say? Om Ravacha. Ravacha suggests the following text. Moda ani lefanecha Hashem Elokai sheitzatani min ha'ur. I thank the Almighty for saving me from the fire. Rabbi Avo, a little story to illustrate the danger of the Beis HaMerchatz. Rabbi Avo eru lebei boni. Rabbi Avo entered a bathhouse. Afris bei boni mitusei, and the floors caved in. And Israchish le nisa, a miracle happened. Kom ala muda, he was able to grab a vertical pillar, a supporting pillar. And Shosiv Mea v'chad gavri v'chad evrei. Rabbi Avol, as the cage floor caved in, so he grabbed a person, and that person in turn grabbed someone until a chain of 101 people were formed, being saved from falling into the furnace. Omar and Rabbi Avol then says, "Hainu d'Ravacha." This is what Ravacha was alluding to, and therefore there is what to be thankful for when one is able to exit a bathhouse in safety. Hanichnas lahokis dam, Omer, one who enters a bloodletting procedure. In other words, we'll call this a medical procedure, which bloodletting was characteristic of. One should say, Omer, yirotzon milfonecha Hashem Elokai, may it be the will of the Almighty, she esig zeh li lirefuah, that this should be of medicinal beneficial value, v'tirpa'eni, and heal me. Ki kel roi finemon ato ufuascho emes, you are the trustworthy healer, and your medicines, your healing is trustworthy and true. L'fi she'en darkin shabanelum lirapois eloshenagu. Rashi explains, Rashi adds the word klomar, meaning we're not going to actually give a literal translation, but what was just meant by the Gemara is, mankind should not be involved with pursuing medicinal treatment. Elo levakesh rachamim. The only thing people should do is pray. So that what part of this tefillah is saying that what man is doing by going into a medical procedure, he's basically doing something wrong. Well, Omar Abaye, notice we have the same marking scheme as we had before. This is Abaye reacting to that which was said, and after the brackets you can see we've also squiggled on like we've done before. Kikoi, when he actually gets better, it's like the structure we've seen till now. We have a tefillah for entering and a tefillah for leaving. Here he's leaving his illness. And what one should say then is featured after the brackets. But in the meantime, Omar Abaye, lo leimo inish hachi, a person should not say that which was just suggested. The Tony Debay Rabbi Shmuel, in the yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel, they say the following teaching. For Apoye Rape, they quote from the Torah, two words, from the Pasuk. Mikan, from here we learn, Shinitna Rishus Leroy Filarapos, the Torah, the Almighty, gives permission, gives the right to doctors to engage in medicine. So to say that people should not be Osek in Refuos is simply inaccurate. Kikoi, my Omer, when one gets better, what should he say? Omar Rav Acha, Boruch Rofei Chinom. there's another girsa, another version, Baruch Rofei, Cholim. The Gemara continues at the top of Amud Beis. You'll notice we have our Roman numeral number 3, and again, a prayer for entering. Here, Hanichnas Lebeis HaKisei, one who enters the facilities to relieve himself, a bathroom. Omer, he should say as follows, and this text is 4 lines, and in this text there's the acknowledgement or recognition that a person is accompanied by angels. And he says as follows, Hiskabdu mechubodim kedoshim shorsi elyon. Hiskabdu has the shorsh of the word of honor. In other words, be honored, the holy servants of the Almighty. Tenu kavod l'elokei Israel, give honor to the Lord of Israel. Harpu mimeni ad she'ekones ve'eseh ritzoni vovo elechem. Now, the expression harpu mimeni means abandon me or leave me until I enter and relieve myself and then come back to you. Now, you see here again, Omar Abaye, lo lemo inish hachi, dilma shavki le v'azli. One should not say that because if he says to the angels, harpu mimeni, so they might just not come back. You're saying, basically, abandon me, or leave me. So Abai says, don't say that. Elo lema, but rather say, shimruni, shimruni, azuni, azuni, samchuni, samchuni. These are all words of protection. Guard me, help me, support me. Amtinuli, amtinuli. And notice we've dashed, underlined the replacement text. As means, and wait for me, ad she'ekones ve'etze, until I enter and leave, she'kein darkon she'b'nei'om, this is the way of people to relieve themselves. The Gemara continues, ki nafik, omer. Now at this point in the Gemara, we're going to be using a double underline as representing, as highlighting what we call the Birchas HaShachar. And we've done this down through the Omid. A number of these double underlines appear where we want to highlight the circumstances under which the morning brachos are recited. So when he leaves, he says, Baruch Hashir Yotzar Sodom B'chochma. And as we've said in the past, these brachos are really with the shame and malchus. It's just that the Gemara teaches them in a somewhat abbreviated fashion, but everyone understands that it really says Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Yotzar Es Adam B'Chochma. We bless the Almighty for having created man with wisdom, Uvara Boy Nekovim Nekovim Chalulim Chalulim, and who's created in man orifices and organs that are hollow. Kolui V'Yodua Lefnei Chisecha Boidecha. It is known and obvious before the divine throne. Shimi posech echad mehem o im isoseim echad mehem. If one of them opens, Rashi points out, if one of the organs that are hollow develops a hole in it and opens, like the heart or the stomach or the intestines, that's o im isoseim echad mehem, or one of the orifices, like the mouth, the nostrils, the anus, become sealed. E'efshor lamud l'fanecha, will then be impossible for the human being to continue standing in front of you, to continue living. So that's the essence, or we'll say the beginning of the brocha that we refer to as the Ashi Yotzar. Mai chosim, what's the closing of the brocha? Omar Rav, Roifei Cholim, the healer of the sick. Omar Shmuel. Shmuel disagrees with Rav's suggestion and says, Koshavinu Abo. Abo is a reference to Rav. That you, Rav, have made everyone, the Kuli Alma Ktsiri, you've made everyone like sick people. Elo Roifei Kol Basar. The proper closing should be the healer of all flesh. And Rashi points out Rofe Kolboso Keneged Hayitzia, this is like acknowledging the waste material that left the person. Shehi Rufuas Kol Aguf, that helps the body to be helpful. The next opinion, Rav Sheshes Omer, Mafli La'asos, the one who wroughts wondrous workings. So that you have here, Shmuel says, Rofei Kobasar, and Rav Sheshes says, Mafli La'asos. Omer Rav Papa, Hilkoch Nimrinu L'Tshavayu, Rav Papa in character, as we've seen already on numerous occasions, he says, let's combine both of these texts, and our closing should be Rofei Kobasar Umafli La'asos. So at the end of the Asher Yotzar, that is what one says. Now, Rashi on Umafli La'asos, the recognition of the Almighty of doing wondrous workings in this context, he explains, Keneged Shaguf Cholul Kamol Noid, the body is essentially hollow like a jug. Vanod hazeh im yesh bo nekev ein ruach o yimei besocho. If a standard jug develops a hole in it, so it can't contain the air that's inside of it. Anything that's inside will escape. Imagine a balloon or an inflated bag with a hole in it. It simply will crumble. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu boros Adam b'chochma, Hu boros bo nikovim nikovim harbe. The Almighty created man with many holes, orifices. The afal became a ruach besochu kol yimei chayov, and yet the breath of life remains contained in the body. Vezuhi pliyo v'chochma. This is an act of amazement and wisdom. Turning back to the Gemara, number 5, Hanichnos Lishon, Al Mitoso, a person is going to sleep. Is sleep for the night. So, Omer, Mishma Yisrael Advoyim Shemoa, he's to say the first paragraph of the Kriya Shema, V'Omer Boruch Hamapil Chevleshino Alinoi, Usnumo Al Afapoi, and one who descends upon one's person sleep and tiredness on one's face. Umeir li ishon bas oyen yirotzon milfodach Hashem alakai shetashki veinu l'shalom v'sein chelki b'sorasecho. It should be the will of the Almighty that He should enable me to sleep in peace and present to me my portion of Torah, v'sagilenu l'day mitzvah, and accustom me to mitzvah performance, v'al tagileni l'day avera, and don't enable me to become accustomed to sinning, v'al tavieni l'day chet, and don't bring me to sin, v'lo l'day ovon, v'lo l'day nisan, nor to iniquity, nor to trials and tribulations, v'lo l'day bizon, nor to embarrassment. V'yishlot b'yetzer tov, v'al yishlot b'yetzer hara, and the good inclination should rule over me and not the evil inclination. V'tatzileni mitegara, and save me from misfortune, u'mechaloyim royim, and from bad illness. V'al yaviluni chalomos royim v'hurim royim, and I should not be frightened by bad dreams and bad thoughts. V'al v'tei mitos yishleimu l'fanecha, and my bed should be complete in front of you. Oyer einai panishan amovas, and I should merit waking up and not overtaken by death. Baruch ato Hashem hameiru lo'olam kulo b'chvoidoi. And concluding with the bracha of to the Almighty that He enlightens the entire world in His honor. Ki misar Omer, when he wakes up, he says the following: Elokai neshama shenasata bi, O Lord, the soul that you gave to me, Torahi, is pure. Yitzartabi, ato yitzartabi, you formed it in me. Ato nefachtabi, v'ato mishamro bikribi, you literally blew it into me. You caused the soul to enter me, and you guard it in my midst. V'ato osid likro mimeni, and you in the future will take it from me. And this would be a reference to eventual death, but a recognition of resurrection and be returned to me in the future. All the while that the soul is in me, I thank you, Ribon Kol Olamim, Master of all worlds, Adon Kol HaNeshamos, Master of all souls, Baruch Atu Hashem, HaMachzir Neshamos of Gor HaMesim. And a blessing acknowledging that He, the Almighty, returns the souls to the otherwise what would be corpses. The body without a soul in it is dead. Kishoma Kol Tarnagola, upon hearing the cackling of the chicken, rooster, hen in the morning, Lemo Baruch Asher Nosan Lasechvi Bino, blessed be the Almighty that has given, the Sechvi is a word that, according to Rashi, it means a chicken, that has given the chicken, to the chicken, Bino, the knowledge or the wisdom, Lahavchin Bein Yoyim Uvein Loilo. The chicken reacts upon daybreak, so it has the capacity of distinguishing between day and night. So this is an acknowledgement of wisdom that's given, in this case, even to chickens. Kiposach Eine Lema. We should just point out that there is the Tosis points out that even if you don't hear the chicken cackling, nevertheless the bracha is to be recited as a recognition of daybreak and of the enjoyment that one derives from light. Kiposach eine lema, when a person opens his eyes, he should say Baruch Pokeach Ivrim. Blessed be the Almighty that grants awareness to the blind. In other words, the ability to see now because of the light, because he's opened his eyes and can see. Kitoritz v'yosef, when he sits up and straightens out and sits up from having been lying in bed, lemo, Baruch Matir Asurim, blessed be the Almighty that releases the those that are bound up, tied up. Kilovish lemo, when he dresses, he says Baruch Malbi Shomrim, blessed be the one who clothes the naked. Ki Zokif, when he stands erect, Olema Baruch Zokif Kufim, blessed be the Almighty that straightens out the bent over. Ki Nochis La'ara Lema, when he we should say actually Ki Zokif would be when he straightens out, is probably before standing up, because the next bracha of Kinochis Lara means when he actually goes down to the ground, which is where his feet hit the ground. So he should say Baruch Roka Horatz Alamoyim, blessed be the Almighty that spread the earth over the waters, in reference to creation. So we have Toretz V'Yosef just before this would be a situation where he's seated, but not necessarily straightened out. So the different stages. At each stage, a bracha is recited. And we continue, Kimaski, when he starts walking, Lema Baruch HaMeichin Mitzadei Gover, the one who has created or prepared the steps of man. Ki Sim Asoni, when he puts his shoes on, Lema Baruch Shosali Kol Tzorchi, blessed be the Almighty who has provided for me all my needs. It's interesting to note that the shoes have a great deal of significance. Ad kidei kach, that a person says, kol tzorchi, all of my needs. The centrality of shoes and their importance is something mentioned in other Gemaras as well. There's a Gemara that actually says a person should sell everything he has in order to buy shoes. Ki osur hamayne, when he puts his belt on, when he girds himself, lema Baruch Ozer Yisrael Begvura, blessed be the Almighty who has girded Israel with strength. Ki poras sudra reshi, when he places a turban on his head, lema Baruch Oter Yisrael Besafara, that blessed be the Almighty who has crowned Israel with glory. Ki kemaatef betzitzis, when he cloaks himself with his tzitzis, Lema Baruch Asher Kitchon Mitzvah Sivon L'Satev Batzitzis. A bracha acknowledging the mitzvah of cloaking oneself in tzitzis. Kimonach tefillin, when he places his tefillin, Adare, the tefillin on his arm, Lema, Baruch Hashem Kitshanu B'Sum Sivanu Loniach tefillin. Then the bracha areshe for tefillin shorosh, for the head tefillin, lema baruch asher kitchano b'mitzvah tzivano al mitzvah tefillin. We are not going to get into it now because this Mirz Hashem will deal with it during our Tosfos shiur, which is offered as a separate shiur to this one. But the issue of which brachas and how many brachas one makes on the tefillin is a subject of discussion in the Tosfos here. But on the very, very, like the simplest translation of the Gemara is that for the tefillin shel yad, you say loniach tefillin, and for the tefillin shel rosh, you say a separate bracha al mitzvah tefillin. Kimoshi yodeh, upon washing his hands, lema, baruch asher kitchanu b'mitzvah tzivanu al netilas yadayim. The bracha for washing one's hands. Kimoshi ape, when he washes his face, he should say the following. And notice we use a long marking, and we call it tefillah. From here, going down a few lines to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text, you see the word tefillah is written and circled with a descending vertical dashed line showing the length of the tefillah. So that the following is said after washing one's face. You say, Baruch hamavir chevle sheno meino yusnumo me'af apoi. This, you'll notice, is the counterpart to the bracha that one says when going to sleep, which was our Roman numeral number 5 above. There we were blessing the Lord for causing sleep to descend upon a person. Here we're blessing the Almighty for taking sleep away from the person, enabling him to get up. So hamavir, one who takes away, removes, chevle sheno me'inoyus numo me'af apoy, removing sleep from one's eyes and face. And the text that follows here is similar to the text we saw above. So you can refer to the translation we offered above for this section. So we are praying to the Almighty that He should cause me to be a regular in Torah learning, and cause me to cleave unto the mitzvahs, v'al tevieni lo lidei chev, lo lidei avoin, and don't bring me to sin and iniquity, v'lo lidei nisayon, v'lo lidei vizayon, nor to trials, nor to embarrassment, v'choifes yitzri l'shtabed loch, and cause me to control my inclination to be bound and slave to you, v'rachkeni me'odom ra, distance me from bad people, me'chovero, from bad friends, v'dabkeni v'yitzra toiv, enable me to cling unto the positive, the good inclination, v'ubechovertov, and to a good friend, v'olomcha, in your world. V'tzneini ayoyim v'chol yoyim l'chinuches l'rachamim, v'einecho v'einei koroai, and cause me to find grace, and loving kindness, and love, and compassion in your eyes, and the eyes of all that behold me. V'sigmleni chasidim tovim, and bestow upon me acts of loving kindness. Baruch Ato Hashem Gimel Chasodim Tovim Lamo Yisrael. Blessed be the Almighty that performs acts of loving kindness to His people Israel. We continue in the Gemara with a quote from another section, the continued section of the Mishnah. Chayav Odom Levorech. The Mishnah says, Chayav Odom Levorech Aluro Kishem Shevorech Alatoivo. So the Gemara asks, what is meant by Chayav Levorech al Ro Kishem Shemavorech al Toiva? What does that mean, that a person is obligated to bless over the bad as he blesses over the good? Ilemo, if it's saying Kishem Shemavorech al Toiva, a Toiva Metiv, Kach Mavorech al Ro, a Toiva Metiv, that just like over good he says the Broch of Hatova Metiv, so too over bad he should say Hatova Metiv. But that's not so, Vatnan. We have been taught in our Mishnah, that only on the good news does one say Hatova Meitiv, but on hearing bad news, one says, Baruch Dayan Emes, blessed be the true judge. Omar Rava, so Rava answers, Lo Nitzrucha, Elo likbulinu besimcha. What the Mishnah is saying is that when one experiences that just like when one experiences toiva, he is in a state of happiness, he should also accept the bad ber simcha in happiness. Omar Avacho Mishum Rabbi Levi Maikra. You'll notice we have a series of triangles, and on the side under our Nosei Mivne heading, we indicate the triangle is featured. Makoros Lekabel B'Simcha Gam B'Suros Ros. Sources that indicate that one should accept B'Simcha in a state of happiness, even bad news. So, the first source, Chesed U'Mishpot Oshiro L'Hashem Hashem. Again, Chesed U'Mishpot Oshiro Loch Hashem Azamera. And the explanation, Im Chesed Oshiro, if it's kindness that you do for me, I sing praise. V'im Mishpot Oshiro. And Mishpot is judgment, meaning something that would appear negative. I also, Oshiro, sing praise. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Omar Mehocha. From the following. Now, there's a note on the side that the pasuk appears, Belkima Alel Dovar, Bashem Alel Dovar. And the Gemara explains, Bashem Alel Ahalel Dovar, Zu Mido Toiva. The name Hashem, spelled with a Yud and a Hey, and a Vav and then a Hey, that name, which we say Hashem, is a name of Hashem that would indicate, called Rachamim, mercy. So when Hashem is merciful, Ahalel Dovar, I praise. And that's Mido Tova, that's the attribute of goodness. But Lakim Ahalel Dovar, Alakim is a name of Hashem that indicates judgment. Zu Midas Puranus, this is the attribute of punishment. And yet, Ahalel Dovar, I sing praise. Rabbi Tanchum Omar, Mehocha, third source for the idea that one should feel a sense of joy. Or if we can go so far as to say rejoice even over the bad, you see from the following, Kois Yeshua's Esa, Uvashem Hashem Ekra, Tzora V'yogoin Emtza, Uvashem Hashem Ekra. Whether it's Yeshua's, which is salvation, or Tzora V'yogoin, suffering and depression, I nevertheless call out in the name of Hashem. Rabbonan Amri, Yogon, maybe not depression, that's a more or less a state of mind, but a sense of loss and being deprived. So nevertheless, I call out in the name of Hashem. Rabbonan Amri Mehocha, Hashem Nosan Vashem Lokach Yi Shem Hashem Mevorach. This is a posuk that's actually very, very well known. It's a posuk recited by Eov when he learned of the death of his family and his suffering of great loss. Hashem gave, but Hashem takes back. Blessed be the name of Hashem. As we go on in the Gemara, we see a diamond form. And on the side of our Gemara, we indicate these are two Meimros Shel Rav Huna Mishum Rabbi Meir, two comments of Rav Huna made in the name of Rabbi Meir. So you see, one appears over here, and the next one will appear on the top of Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. But the second one, Mirtz Hashem, will be part of the following Shiur. So, Omar Rav Huna, Omar Rav, Mishum Rabbi Meir, V'chein Tana, Mishmeid Rabbi Akiva. And it's also taught in the name of Rabbi Akiva. La'ulu mihe adam rogi loymar. A person should accustom himself to saying, "Kol the Ovid Rachmana l'tov Ovid." Everything that the Almighty does is for the best. And a story to illustrate this. This is actually a very well-known story. So here, those who are familiar with it will be seeing it at the source. Kiha the Rabbi Akiva davakaza b'urcha. Rabbi Akiva was on the road. Motali Masa, he came to a city. Bo Ushpiza, he sought out a place to be hosted. Sought out, we'll call it motel facilities. Lo Yavile, he was not provided with hospitality. Omar and Rabbi Kiva said, Kol David Rachmona L'tov. Everything the Kodesh Baruch Hu does is for the best. Ozal Ubos Bedabro. And he went and spent the night, reclined, slept. Bosses slept in the fields. He had with him three items: a chicken, a donkey, and a lantern. Also Zika Kavil Shraga, a wind blew and extinguished his lantern. Also Shunra Achle Latarnagola, a carnivorous animal, probably a cat, came and consumed his chicken. Also Aryeh Achle Lachamra, and a lion came and devoured his donkey. Omar and Rabbi Kiva, in character, said, Kol David Rachmona L'tov. That which HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides is for good. Bei Belelia, that night, Osa Gaisa, a military force came, Shavya L'masa, and overtook, conquered, captured the city that he was in which he was denied hospitality. Omar Luhu, Rabbi Akiva tells his students and says, Lav Amri Luhu, did I not tell you? Kol ma shoisa Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hakol L'toiva. Everything the Kodesh Baruch Hu does, Hakol L'toiva, the first two words on Samach Aleph and Aleph, and Rashi there at the top of Samach Aleph and Aleph says, Hakol L'toiva ilu hoya ner dolok, had the lantern been burning, hoya agayas roasi, the military force would have seen me. Vilohoya Achamo Noir Atanagol Kare, had the donkey brayed or the chicken cackled, Hoya Hagayas Bovashova Osi, the army would have come and captured me. But the Kodesh Baruch Hu preempted that from happening by causing the lantern to go out and the animals to be killed. Everything the Kodesh Baruch Hu does is for the best. It should be pointed out that Rabbi Akiva was a student of another famous Tanaic personality known by the name Nochum Ish Gamzu. And he got his name Gamzu because Gamzu Lutova. He was accustomed to saying that which the Kodesh Baruch Hu does, even if it appears to be a setback, is actually Lutova. And Nochum Ish Gamzu had a Talmud, Rabbi Akiva, who continues that tradition by telling people to accustom themselves to saying, Kol my David Rachmon, everything the Kodesh Baruch Hu does, even if it appears to you to be negative, is letov, is for the best. This concludes today's Gemara section of Gemara Markings Daf Yomi. For those who are interested, our site offers a shiur on today's Daf Yomi Tosfos, presenting the Tosfos text with explanation.